Sachim Chepsev Mishnah Fav Nitma Habasar Vachelev Kaim. If the Pesach offering, you've got basically three parts to the offering. You've got the flesh that was eaten, right? Then you've got the blood that was thrown on the altar, and you've got the emurim, the parts that were burnt up on the altar, the kidneys, part of the liver, some of the fats that was burnt up on the altar. So you've got these three parts. It says the Mishnah, if the flesh is impure, even though Hachelev Kaim, even though the Imurim still are pure and they still exist, but if the blood hasn't been sprinkled on the altar, you can't sprinkle it now because the flesh has become impure. And sorry, and this is talking about a case where people are pure, right? People are generally pure. This is not the case of the last Mishnah. The flesh has become impure. The blood hasn't been sprinkled. The Imurim are pure. So you can't sprinkle the blood. Why? Because the flesh has become impure. And that's the main part of the Pesach offering is the flesh. Nidma achelev abasakam. If it's the other way around, if the Imurim become impure, but the flesh remains pure. So in this case, Zorek is Adam, you can still throw the blood because the flesh is the main part of the offering that has to be eaten, not the Imurim that have to be burnt. Ubemukdashin Ainokan, but all other sacrifices, this is not so. Ela afal pi shenitma habasav achelef kam, if the meat becomes impure, as long as the Imurim are pure, Zorek is Adam, the blood can still be thrown for that offering.